Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To me, using a coronavirus bill to effectuate spending porn is like looting after a natural disaster.
When I was going to loot you a present.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, there's been a big change between last year and this year, and that change is Joe Biden. And what we're seeing is this administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border.
They are coming in bigger numbers every day. So do you have a message problem?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Well, I would say that in the last administration, we had a morality problem.
Wheel of morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number one.
I've never known a Democrat to pass up pork.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I guess everybody's looking forward to seeing President Biden's address to the nation. Not tonight. I won't be watching. So the Speaker of the New York Assembly, I think it's Carl Heastie, I don't even know how to pronounce it. I think he's from the Bronx. He took over for Sheldon Silver when he was indicted. That's a tradition in New York, kind of like Massachusetts. Statement from Speaker Carl Heastie, I'm going to pronounce it that way, on authorizing Assembly Judiciary Committee to begin impeachment investigation into Governor Cuomo. This is the official statement. The New York Post was citing sources earlier, but now there's an official statement. After meeting with the Assembly Majority Conference today, I'm authorizing the Assembly Judiciary Committee to begin an impeachment investigation to examine allegations of misconduct against Governor Cuomo. This guy is his ally. They're buddies. And so this is another sign that the end may be getting nearer, maybe not. It may not be imminent, but it's getting closer. The reports of accusations concerning the governor are serious. The committee will have the authority to interview witnesses, subpoena documents, and evaluate evidence, and as is allowed by the New York State Constitution. This inquiry will not interfere with the independent investigation being conducted by Attorney General James, nor, I assume, would it interfere with the federal investigation being organized by the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn, or by the investigation of the fondling groping incident that's being conducted by the Albany, New York local police department. Other than that, though, everything's fine. Everything's groovy for Andrew Cuomo. 844-500-4242. In stinging rebuke, Baker administration denies teachers' request that they receive vaccinations at their schools. The Baker administration today blasted a request from teachers' unions that educators be allowed to receive vaccines in schools, criticizing the proposal as unfair to older Massachusetts residents who are struggling to schedule an appointment. So this is the latest. So They put out more vaccines, 40,000 more vaccine appointments, and they were filled within hours. And Baker defended the rollout. So we've got a couple of Baker sound cuts, not as many as last night, but we're gonna move on. This is happy anniversary, as Charlie Baker calls it, plus one day plus one. It's the 1 year anniversary plus one day of his signing of the emergency declaration to lock down the state for 15 days to flatten the curve. So we're on day.
To our healthcare workers, our first responders, our long-term care workers, and so many others in Massachusetts who were looking for it, this is really, in some respects, a very special moment and a happy anniversary, in some ways, for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
A happy anniversary. You know, some of the readers of the Herald don't listen to the show. Shame on them. So I suggested today that the Herald, with my column, when it goes up tomorrow, they should post that sound cut, just so, because there'll be all these the usual moon bats and the bots will be saying, "Howie made that up. He would never say something that insensitive and stupid." That that people should have a happy anniversary on the anniversary of this disaster that he primarily authored. I mean, it was a problem, but it didn't have to be this kind of a calamity that he has authored. So let's play cut number one. This is Baker today.
People that are eligible haven't been able to book an appointment so far, are obviously disappointed and frustrated by that fact. We've taken a number of steps to make the process of booking an appointment simpler, and the pre-registration form in particular will certainly help streamline that process.
Yeah, that's why all the appointments were filled within hours. And by the way, the local municipal leaders are now accusing Baker of squandering millions of dollars in this rollout. Did you see the new innovation they've done in Virginia, Taylor?
I have not.
At a local Kroger's in Midlothian, Virginia, they were ejecting people with nothing. The syringes were empty. They were just sticking the needles into people's arms, and there was nothing in there. Maybe Charlie Baker should go to that. That's you can inoculate a lot more people that way, right? It would be as effective as all of his other measures to deal with the problem.
Everyone can get an appointment.
You don't need an appointment. Just come on down to wherever you see the people queuing up. We'll give you a shot.
Sounds like Howie's vaccinations.
It won't exactly be a shot, but it'll be a jab. You can come down and get jabbed. You can get shanked at your local pharmacy or your local supermarket or the Natick Mall or Fenway Park or Gillette Stadium, wherever. The Cape Cod Melody Tent. Just come on down and get stabbed. Cut two.
Every state in the country is using provider organizations, mass vac sites, pharmacy chains, and community health centers for the vast majority of its vaccine distribution program. The Biden administration is using, through FEMA, is using mass vac sites, bigger mass vac sites than our mass vac sites, as well as retail pharmacy chains and community health centers to distribute its vaccine. The process we're pursuing here in Massachusetts is completely consistent with the process that's being used in virtually every other state in the country. Why? Because it's effective, it's efficient, and it gets lots of shots in people's arms in a short period of time.
In other words, don't blame me. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's screwed up. It's just like I'm doing the best job I can. And you know, by the way, our death rate in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has gone down from the third highest in the country to the fourth highest. Rhode Island has slid ahead of us. 242 deaths per 100,000. We're at 240. So lay off me. And nobody believes those statistics saying Massachusetts has the highest nursing home death rate in the country. They just haven't recalibrated since Cuomo admitted he was making up all the numbers and fudging all the statistics. So what if we've killed only one out of eight nursing home residents? I'm doing the best I can. The nursing homes only gave me $52,000. You think that's big money to me when I'm running statewide in Massachusetts? You think I would sell out the people of Massachusetts for a mere $52,000? And $45,000 for the former House Speaker, the unindicted co-conspirator, and $35,000 for my lieutenant governor. Do you think I appointed that hack, Bennett Walsh, to run the Holyoke Soldiers Home and kill or preside over the death of 76 veterans just because he gave me $950, just because he gave my lieutenant governor $1,000? You think we gave him the $120,000 job because he bought it from us? No, he didn't give us that money until after we gave him the job. So there. Let's play cut three.
Anybody who wants to register can register, okay? But
okay.
The folks who are obviously going to be dealt with initially by the site will be those who are currently eligible. So take me, I'm 64, right? I'm not eligible. If I sign up tomorrow morning, I won't actually get into the queue, right, until I become eligible, which will be when my age group becomes eligible to get vaccinated.
844-500-4242. 781 says, I thought that if you injected air into your veins, you will die. I thought so too, but they said that they just were using an empty syringe and that no one died. They did it for 10 people. I don't know what the difference is. I used to read about people injecting air and dying, but that's the story that's in the New York Post right now. 844-500-4242, mass vax. I love all these phrases that he uses, like he knows what the hell he's talking about. 844-500-4242. I've been on Balance 7 for 2 weeks now, and I cannot believe my energy. I've been feeling so good that some days I go for 3 bike rides. Those are weekend days. Now, you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of the claims. But with Balance 7, it all turned out to be 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the one-month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's Balance 7, the number 7.com. Balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
The Herald broke a story last night. Another state trooper in a jam. I mentioned this a little bit without naming names. I guess we're still not going to name names because they haven't named him yet. We know his name. He's from Bristol County, and this state trooper used to be a local municipal cop in a Bristol County community, northern Bristol County, and he went down to Rhode Island in late August, and his wife is a cop in the Bayou as well, and she had just had a kid, and apparently he went down to visit someone. I don't know who he went down to visit for sure. We haven't gotten the report from the Rhode Island State Police, but he went down to visit someone. And while he was visiting someone who wasn't a member of his family, apparently, he had his gun stolen, a 45 caliber Smith & Wesson service weapon, and it was stolen. And he had to report it. I don't know. We don't know exactly what the sequence of events was, but he reported the weapon stolen, and then he was shortly thereafter suspended from the job in September. His name has vanished from the state comptroller's official payroll of Massachusetts, and so now the case is open apparently in Rhode Island, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with him, if they're going to prosecute him down in Rhode Island, if he's going to be disciplined. So they've apparently considered the case, and disciplinary charges are pending. In other words, if we hadn't found out about it, they would have broomed the case. I mean, that's the way I read it. But it took us, you know, what, over 5 months to find out about it, but we finally found out about it, and we broke the story last night, me and Joe Dwinell, and so now everybody's picked it up, and we'll see how long it takes for the name to come out. I don't want to be the first person to report the name, But, you know, if Trooper, let's just pick a letter at random. Trooper C wants to step forward and, you know, confess on the show to what he did and come forward. Trooper C can always feel free to come on the show, and we'll be glad to talk to him. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie in the search bar to save over 50% on their Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, when you use my code Howie, you'll get four free burgers and four free chicken breasts. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie into the search bar for this limited time deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will leave office first, Biden or Cuomo?
Cuomo. I'm more convinced than ever now that I've seen this statement.
67% now say Cuomo.
You know what would have been another good question, Taylor? Which investigation is more likely to draw blood? The Assembly investigation, the Attorney General's investigation, the U.S. Attorney's investigation, or the Albany Police investigation?
That is a good question.
I don't know the answer to that question. I'd have to think about that one for a while.
Depends how many Republicans are on that Assembly Committee.
Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, thanks, Howie. Great call. Great show as usual. Yeah, I was going to watch for the comical value from the left, Biden tonight. But hey, do you think all the big companies are going to spend big money like they do on the Super Bowl to show their products and get no return because no one's going to watch those fools?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Buy ads, put ads on, you know what I mean? So when they go to commercial and everything else, who would spend a dime?
I don't think ad salesmen for the cable news networks were going out today trying to get last minute buys, you know. Oh, Joe Biden's on tonight. Joe Biden has nobody watching his campaign events. Nobody watches, when he's out on the road and they got the YouTube channel showing him. He gets like, you know, next to nobody is watching compared to Donald Trump. And now they've taken Right Side Broadcasting Network off of YouTube, at least temporarily. That was a terrible thing they did to Right Side. That was a I loved that channel during the campaign. They started broadcasting a live stream a couple of hours before the president arrived. That show they'd be interviewing people who would come by, just the normal citizens, local politicians. It was great entertainment. And the people that ran it seemed to be having a great time, but they took them off the air. 844-500-4242, 617, when will Hillary announce for New York? That'll never happen. Come on. She doesn't want to be governor. I mean, governor is actually a job where you'd have to work. I mean, you have to get your hands dirty, especially after all this big mess. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about it's the happy anniversary, as Charlie Parker said yesterday, the happy anniversary. What is your most happy memory of the last year as you've been locked down? Your business may have been destroyed. Your kids couldn't go to school. A loved one died and there was no funeral. There was no graveside ceremony. There was no mass. A wedding was canceled, like with Grace. What is your memory of this happy anniversary? And we'll play the sound cut again when we come out again to let you think about it. What Charlie Parker says, this is a happy time, a happy anniversary. So what are you thinking of when you remember the great moments of the lockdown? Did a Karen confront you anywhere? Did one of your favorite restaurants go out of business without any notification? 844-500-4242. On this happy anniversary, what do you remember most about the lockdown's first year? It continues, of course. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. 603 says, I missed all the fairs last fall, including the Big E Deerfield Fair, canceled after a 100-plus year run. All the other events that were canceled after going on for years and years. Yeah, hey, you know, some of them I missed less than others, like the St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston. You know, but I agree with you about the Big E. I mean, I used to love the Big E. You know, Grace and I would go out there and I'd give her $20, like, you know, she was 9 years old again. And here, Grace, go see the Big Horse and get yourself an eclair and then come back and report to us. The Big E was fun. Is there going to be a Big E this year? I don't know. 844-500-4242. What are your memories of the happy anniversary, as Charlie Parker calls it yesterday, of the first year of the lockdown, the COVID lockdown, the mail-in ballot lockdown, now going to be continued into the 2022 midterm election COVID lockdown? Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have one of my favorite memories back when this whole thing started back last March. We run a sign shop in a small town, and the town was trying to shut us down, saying that we were a non-essential business. So I took the liberty.
Non-essential. That's a word that will live in infamy, right, from this last year. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but. But then I proceeded to email the health inspector photos of signs that I did at Town Hall saying Town Hall closed temporarily for COVID. he called the office laughing. But we managed to keep the business open, though. So.
That's a good story, Frank, and I'm glad you survived. 844-500-4242. If you make a living out of anything you do, a business, do you consider it non-essential? If your employees, the people you pay money to come to work every day and produce a product or a service, do they consider their jobs non-essential? And yet you have all these people at UMass, like the woman who wrote the memo, the vice chancellor, about the Blarney party, the St. Patrick's Day party. She makes $310,000 a year. How much has she worked? Do you think she's worked as much as Frank this year? I rather doubt it. But she didn't miss any of her paycheck. She maybe took a little nick for because I think some of them did that were in the higher levels at UMass. But she didn't take much of a hit. $310,000 a year as the vice chancellor. And again, that's an entry-level position at UMass. I said it was middle management. I've decided it was entry-level. Sherman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sherman.
Yeah, before about my memory, how about Dr. Fauci at $419,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways,
I know. A year ago, Sherman, you know, it's only been a year, but a year ago at this time, he was going on 60 Minutes and saying, you don't need to wear a mask. Come on. What are you, crazy? Wearing a mask, it's just a virtue signaling. And now we have to wear it for the rest of our lives, Sherman.
Heard Lone Ranger did for a long time, too. But my best memory was in December, I got a septic infection in my leg. And they had to find an antibiotic for it. So I had to go to Bangor Hospital for 11 days. I missed two snowstorms and my wife. Thank God for that.
Thank you, Sherman. 844-500-4242.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Yeah. That was a year ago. That was on 60 Minutes. I know, fake news. But he did say it. He did say it. They didn't doctor that. He said it. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
All right. So I was supposed to go in for surgery at New England Medical in June. Then they canceled it and said July. They finally get me in at September. In that time, I lost probably 30% of my hearing. And now I walk around the house with an earplug in the good ear because I don't want to listen to the news that my wife forces me to listen to.
I don't blame you, Mike. The mailroom manager and I, we have many arguments, but we agree on one thing, Mike. No more TV news. Can't take it. You can't convince her that that she's just driving herself insane for no reason?
Well, I just tend to think that she loves the stuff. You know what I mean? She loves the controversy. She loves to hear it. And even more, she loves hearing me rant and rave.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't miss it a bit. I don't miss it a bit. I turned on the TV for the first time in months the other night. I wanted to watch a little bit of the UNC-Duke game. And you know what? I mean, not that either team is that great this year, but I watched it for a while, and then I just turned it off. And I said, you know what? I haven't missed anything, sports or news. Thanks for the call, Mike. Taylor, can you give me the cut of Andrew Cuomo talking about non-essential employees? The texters are reminding me of his lecturing about you can get a job as an essential employee. You don't need to be non-essential. Of course, the reason I want to play this is because apparently the Democrats in New York State have decided that Andrew Cuomo is himself a very non-essential employee.
Is there a fundamental right to work if the government can't get me the money when I need it? Is there
a
fundamental
right to
go to work?
You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working.
I am.
You're an essential worker. So go take a job as an essential worker.
But the people aren't hiring because of the
pandemic. No, there are people hiring. You can get a job as an essential worker. So now you can go to work and you can be an essential worker and you're not going to kill anyone.
What are you going to do after you're not living in the governor's mansion anymore? You don't have that big $200,000 paycheck coming in. Are you going to get a job as an essential worker? 844-500-4242. 781 says, I miss sitting in an actual AA meeting. A lot of people have started drinking and doing drugs again because it, quote, wasn't safe to sit in a church basement, unquote. 413, happy anniversary, having all my doctor's appointments canceled, and the worst was not being able to go in with my dogs at the vets before their surgeries. Here's another suggestion for here's another suggestion for a 6 o'clock segment, things we don't miss: Red Sox truck day and Sweet Caroline. Any fill in the blank parade. I don't know. I never cared much about parades, but I mean, now that they're gone or have been gone for a while, I mean, I kind of would like to have them back. But I'm with you with Sweet Caroline or Red Sox Truck Day. I don't miss the Red Sox in the least. I still watch football, but other than that, I don't care about. I never watched hockey, but I don't watch baseball. I don't watch basketball anymore. It's gone. I don't think I'll come back to it either. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, to celebrate yesterday, my wife and I popped open a bottle of champagne, celebrating the fact that they closed the greatest restaurant on Plymouth Harbor, Isaac's Restaurant, who everybody misses totally. It was open for 30 years, and yeah, it's gone, thanks to whatever, you know?
I know, that's a good way to put it. Thanks to whatever. Check out the 110 Grill on Commercial Way, Bob. That's a good place too. But I know a lot of people miss Isaac's. I think the one restaurant, I mean, there's a bunch of them that I used to go to that are gone now. But I think the one that I really miss the most is going to be the Eastern Standard in Kenmore Square. Because again, I had so many good memories of that place. Going, just would come and broadcast the entire show there before a Red Sox home game on Tuesday night during the summer, and it would just be nice and warm, and all the good looking scantily clad women walking by on Commonwealth Ave heading up to Fenway Park, and just having a great time. I just loved that place, and the food was so good. It's gone. But everybody's got a restaurant like that. For Bob, it's Isaac's. For me, it's the Eastern Standard. Everybody's got restaurants like that, and they're not coming. 40% of the restaurants in the Commonwealth gone. 844-500-4242-978. I miss the previous president. So do I. So do we all. 978. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Hi, Howie. I don't know that this quite falls into your category, but I miss
following the science and data. I mean, seriously, you know, as you know, Florida did not lock down. California locked down very hard, and they had the same outcomes. If anything, Florida slightly better. So if we were still following the science and data, there'd be no lockdown. None. None in Rhode Island, none in Massachusetts, none anywhere.
I know. And now you've slid ahead of us to being the third highest death rate in the country, ahead of even Massachusetts. You're only behind New Jersey and New York. So all the lockdowns, the four most lockdown states, or close to the most lockdown, are the top states for deaths.
That is exactly right. Good for you for noticing that. I noticed that today. Rhode Island is the third highest for deaths per 100,000. Yeah, and as you say, all the top states are lockdown states. I mean, it doesn't work, and I don't know why we're still locked down.
Let me read. I wrote these notes down for my column, so I have it right in front of me. New Jersey, 268 deaths per 100,000. New York, 250. Rhode Island, 242. Massachusetts, 240. Okay, now they dump all over Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Florida has a death rate of 149 per 100,000, just a little over half as many as Massachusetts or New York or Rhode Island or New Jersey. Texas, 158. And then you want to, and then, oh, it's just, it's because of New England. All of New England is bad. You can't blame it on just Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Well, here's the death rates in some of the other states in New England. And again, remember, Rhode Island, 242 per 100,000, Massachusetts, 240. Connecticut, 217, by the way. Vermont, 34 per 100,000. Maine, 54 per 100,000. New Hampshire, 87 per 100,000. 844-500-4242. And in Massachusetts, and again, these are old numbers because they don't include the fake numbers being put into New York's category. But Massachusetts has a death rate of 120 in nursing homes of 125 per 1,000. So that's one out of every eight nursing home residents. Florida, with a more elderly population than Massachusetts, 53, less than half. Texas, 62, half of what Massachusetts' death rate is. Vermont, 11, as opposed to 125. Maine, 9. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, my most vivid memory this year is watching my neighbor lose his restaurant, his house, his life savings, his life work. He hung himself in October.
He killed himself?
Hung himself the second week of October.
How old was he?
After what? 50-ish.
Wow.
After watching his life's work and his life savings crash down around his ears for 7 months.
And all the people on the public payrolls, some of whom were probably making 2, 3, 4 times what he was making, they never missed a paycheck, Johnny, did they?
Nope. And his wife, and I don't think his wife has been sober a day since August.
Oh boy. Yeah. Follow the science, Johnny. Follow the science. Only it's, as Monique said, it's not really following the science, it's following the science fiction. But they're real casualties, and they never talk about people like this, like your neighbor. Thanks for the call, Johnny. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
201. I miss all the greasy spoon all night diners that closed in New Jersey. That's a good. We're all nostalgic for those type of diners. 508. Is Charlie requesting a few busloads of super spreaders from the border to regain the edge on Rhode Island? 781. As someone who supplies convenience stores and on behalf of all those who work in retail, my happy memory is telling 50 customers a day, every day, no, I don't have bleach, no, I don't have toilet paper, no, I don't have Purell, no, I don't have Lysol, etc. it was very aggravating as having every person ask me the same question day after day after week after week. 844-500-4242. Don't forget how the golf courses were reopened after they hired the right lobbyist. Yeah, I just thanks for reminding me of that. That was a great story. The golf courses were closed, as were the churches. The churches couldn't figure out the right lobbyist to hire. The golf courses, however, hired as their lobbyist Dan Connolly. Who was Dan Connolly, you ask? The former district attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston. He was the district attorney when Gropey Baker, the governor's son, was arrested coming off the plane or charged with groping his female seatmate next to him in the plane coming up from D.C. And Dan Connolly suddenly decided to, even though the district attorney customarily handled these kind of cases coming off of airlines at Logan Airport, he decided to kick it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And then shortly thereafter, he resigned and became a lobbyist, and he got his way. He got his way when he wanted the golf courses reopened. Charlie Parker agreed to open the golf courses after they hired Dan Connolly, who just decided to transfer the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Then the churches didn't hire the right guy, I guess, even though they were covered under the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the golf courses are never mentioned in the Constitution, but they got opened before the churches did. But everything's on the level. You have to remember that. Happy anniversary. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, after that last call, that's hard to fathom, but I can believe I'm self-employed. And a lot of people, well, a lot of guys that have professional careers too, or you're self-employed, you lose your business or something happens. That is so stressful. It's unbelievable. That poor man, yeah. But I lost most of my business too, but I'm older, 67, and I worry more about my health. I got to tell you this one thing before you cut me off. This is good. The teachers, right?
Yeah.
Think about this as being a self-employed person. If they're doing stuff over the internet or that, I'm kind of older, so it confuses me. Why do you need all these teachers? Why don't they lay off half of them, get some teachers' assistants that make a third of what the teachers make, and do the virtual thing? Is that the word for it?
Why virtual? Yeah, virtual learning. I mean, why do you think the teachers' unions give all the money to the politicians, Steve? So they don't have to worry about questions like that ever being raised. They're only trying to keep the schools shut for the children. You know, it's all for the children. They continue to do their jazzercise classes or going on Caribbean vacations. But they got to keep the schools closed. I'm Howie Carr.